come back.
Unbelievable. You know, the world, to keep it light, welcome back to the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. It's Monday, January 11, 2021. To keep it light just for a moment, or sort of to sort of point out the absurdity, I guess, of what is going on. Mayor Muriel Bowser is giving a sit rep. Speaking of military nonsense, you know, that's really what it is, a situation update, a sit rep. Dr. Laquandra Nesbitt also testified, and she looks like a character out of the movie Black Panther or something. So that's bizarre, I think. What a costume she has, including a mask that might as well be pulled up over the top of her head. It reminds me of a joke that is not suitable for radio. The old joke about attorneys. I don't know if you're familiar with the joke I'm talking about, but that's as much as I'm going to say on that. Let's go to the back to the phones. Glenn in Philly, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey. I wanted to get my Bluetooth off there. I wanted to pick on Fred just a little bit. First of all, you know, Fred is a good-hearted guy. He's my brother in Christ. I am not a Seventh-day Adventist. He is. So we're denominationally different, but I certainly consider him to be someone of faith in Christ and a member of the body of Christ and all that sort of thing. But I would pick on a couple doctrinal points here. Is he said something about justified through baptism. That is clearly, that is something that, many evangelicals. I mean, I was raised as a liberal Lutheran, and Lutherans practice baptism and infant baptism. But the clarion call, Lutheranism is, Martin Luther is that the just shall live by faith. And the classic example is the thief on the cross, to whom Jesus said, "This day you shall be with me in paradise," did not have a chance to get baptized. He was,
Which was a distinction I think the Holy Spirit made. In my humble apprehension, the distinction, there are three heavens, as I understand it, in the Greek, and it was to say, to distinguish between, some people might say, oh, the Greek translation means they were up in the air together. Obviously, they're up in the air. They're on a cross. So, sure, he's going to say, you're up in, if he said heaven, so to speak, people would say, well, maybe he meant up in the air on a cross, or maybe he meant in outer space.
No,
but he's saying,
no.
he said paradise, which is,
this guy knew
where God
was.
Resides.
Jesus was saying he was going to be there, and he was, the thief was going to be there too. So, and baptism is all well and good. I mean, it is, it is a public declaration. I think what bothers me about baptism, people miss the point that this is like a public declaration, almost like a marriage ceremony is a public commitment of two people to one another in front of everybody. You're doing it in front of God and everybody. Well, that's the purpose of baptism. It's not a hidden religion. It's not a secret oath. It is a public declaration of your identification with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the importance of baptism.
Again, if I could just offer a parenthetical interjection. Paul talked about, he talked about this, I would say, particularly in Romans, and I would say, this is my statement on the matter, but the Old Testament was circumcision, a physical, illustration basically of man being able to say, I belong to God. This is his mark on me, so to speak. And in the New Testament, you have the baptism that's sort of a New Testament version of that, Old Testament.
And the females can participate too.
Well, so the point is, it's what you're saying. Basically, it's this. Yeah. It's a way to lovingly say I belong to Him. That's what the baptism is, and so.
Well, I've had people who, belong to mainstream denominations who, like, or especially if they practice infant baptism, I've had them recoil. I say, well, a baptism is a symbolic death, burial, and resurrection. They're like, what? What? And like, when you had, prior to that, there were religious water ablutions all over the world in all different religions, and John the Baptist baptized people, into repentance and stuff like that. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire, and, but the baptism in the name of Christ is as an identification of the death, burial, and resurrection. So that's the important thing there. The other thing I wanted to pick on Fred a little bit, he's got the hot, cold, lukewarm thing messed up. He's identifying hot and cold with specific groups of people, and lukewarm. And that's lukewarm is clearly the problem in that. And that scripture says, what he's saying there is that cold food should be cold, hot food should be hot. You're neither. You're in between. I'll just spew you out. And hot and cold aren't bad and good, or not this group or that group. It's just saying, like, for example, and don't forget, when he said cold, they didn't have refrigeration. They didn't have freezers. They didn't have ice cubes. They didn't have ice cream. They didn't have, freezing cold foods. So a cold food back then might have been like, say you had like a salad. If you were ever out at a summer picnic, open air picnic, and somebody brought a salad, and then everybody partakes, and then like 4 hours later, this in this hot summer sun, the salad's starting to look pretty dismal. People coming by, they'll still grab themselves a hamburger or a hot dog, but maybe pass on the salad. It's pretty limp at this point. So, you want your salad to be crispy at least, and even if not cold, certainly not, hot, warm, lukewarm and limpy. So, that metaphor is just those things. Hot and cold don't represent groups. It's just saying cold things should be cold, hot things should be hot. And if your salad is lukewarm or your hot food is lukewarm, it's like, ew, yuck, this is not what it's supposed to be. And that's all that's in there. It's not some sort of prophetic allusion to people groups or anything like that.
I would disagree with that. I think, Laodicea is a type.
Find me a commentary by someone of any credentials, that who says it's anything other than that.
We don't need credentials. We have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Actually, we need education. And people, I'm sorry, scholars do know things. And it's only unless you get in contentious doc-to-doc. When you check out
there are a lot of scholars that know things around the world right now. And many of them, the vast multitude of those we hear from in the media are wrong, and the general public knows it, despite the fact that the world is being gaslighted.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean scholarship isn't scholarship. That when assigning some kind of people groups to those hot and cold things, it only happens in, again, some kind of fringe denominational setting and stuff. The scholars do know that they know their languages. A lot of like the people, these people in the mind of Christ who can barely speak English, or know everything, but you can't tell them much. They don't learn the historical context of things, or the backgrounds, or what makes a parable, a useful teaching. I don't think you're going to find any of the more scholarly denominations trying to assign people groups to those hot and cold foods in that reference. But anyway, that's all I really called to say. I got the laundry to fold. There you go. Take care.
All right. Bye. Thanks, Glenn. Much appreciated. Couple of things real quick. Yes, scholarship, I would agree, is valuable. There is value. But, God is God. And in this context, and this is not to preach to anybody, I'm just sort of, coming full circle in this discussion and the points that Glenn raised in relation to what Fred said. You know, anytime the Bible is clear, you know, you go to Hebrews, for example, and many other places, the Bible is clear that basically no one should be coming between a person and that relationship with their creator. And that really, I think, is the beginning and the end of the discussion there. And there are many examples. I've talked about some. You know, my favorite example, generally speaking, is the Israelites in the, you know, Exodus 20, that example. And Moses coming down and saying what he says, you know, let's go talk to God. And they're freaked out because they're convicted in their own hearts. And they say, you speak to us, lest we perish. Because they know, because of the conviction of their own hearts, that they're guilty. They're sinners. And they're unrepentant in that particular context, so to speak. And they don't want to. They don't want that accountability. And you know, for that matter, it's an interesting point today in America, because speaking of, you know, Charles Baudelaire's quote and America, you know, the finest trick of the devil is to persuade you that he does not exist. Human nature has been weaponized against us, you know, in Gerasimov doctrine fashion, you might say. This knowledge that, generally speaking, you know, again, it's the probability. The probabilists use these kinds of things to, as leverage, to sort of subvert and, you know, the will of the will of the people and righteousness. Knowing that the majority of folks are going to be like those in Exodus 20. The majority are going to be those who say, you know, you speak to us lest we perish. There will be a minority of convicted folks who say, you know, and so for what it's worth, I appreciate the fact that both Fred and Glenn call in and that they have the conviction to Proverbs 25:2, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings to search out a matter, the narrow way or the narrow gate. I've talked about that before. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. And then, you know, the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it. So entering through it, you can stumble, you can roll, you can walk backwards. You don't have to be, you can accidentally enter through it, but whereas if you find it, you're seeking. Ask, seek, knock. Same, you know, passage, Matthew 7. So, you know, I appreciate them having the conviction and sharing it, you know, with the rest of us. But, you know, human nature has been weaponized by the probabilists, the devil's minions. We live in a society that is, generally speaking, ruled by villains who are themselves led by supervillains, who are themselves led by this character I sometimes refer to as the shiny, flashy, fallen one. And you can see how these things are playing out in subtle, imperceptible ways. Science has been leveraged and weaponized. It's not science. It's pseudoscience. It's science as a religion. Again, I think we have to play that. So we'll get that queued up in a second. Michael Crichton on environmentalism as religion. He said it. He was a brilliant guy. Said it very well, very succinctly. And it's, you know, the way he put it is very disarming. It's hard to argue with. And this is a way to basically lead people astray. So in America, it's an interesting thing. We don't have a king, but you have the biblical story of King Saul. Israel wants a king. God says, just wait. I have a king ready for you. Just wait. It's not time yet. And they say, no, we want a king now. And God says, well, that's probably not going to be good. And it turns out it's not good. And, you know, there are a variety of things to say on that. But basically, we are in a type of that, I would say, in America. Without having a king, everybody wants that authority figure to sort of offload our own personal accountability and responsibility. How do I know? Because we don't pay attention, because we don't, you know, we get windows into history from time to time in things like Alexander Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago, where he wrote, and how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family? Or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose, and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would have very quickly suffered a shortage of officers and transport, notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst. The cursed machine would have ground to a halt. And then he concluded, if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward, Solzhenitsyn wrote. And in America, we've been cocooned in this notion that it can't happen here, but it is happening here. And it was always intended to, some would say. Some intended it always to. And wrote about it. Guys like Manly P. Hall, for example. So, it's an interesting time, and it's an interesting time. You can see the breadth of history shaping up in America. Go back to the phones when we come back. Stick around.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let's go back to the phones real quick. Pat in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Pat. If RBN throws you off, you can be a really good preacher. Because we've had one like you. I mean, you can't put anything over on him. He knows what's going on all over the world. And the Bible. I'm telling you. Or were you a preacher, Chris? Tell the truth. Were you a preacher?
No. No, I don't qualify.
There is a preacher named Chris Hinckley. He was on YouTube one time.
Really? Huh, that's interesting. First I've heard of it.
Okay. Well, what I call for, and I missed Fred because I'm trying to listen to two things at one time. You know, and J.R. Moore had a Sam, he's an expert on guns and all that. And he was in Washington, and he gave a real good testimony of what happened over there. And he said some woman was going up and down the street, I guess with a megaphone. You know how things change. She might have just been yelling. She was saying, we're all going to storm the Capitol at 1 o'clock. For 3 hours, she did that. Yeah. And so then you're trying to listen to something on Newsmax, and all of a sudden the phone switches over to one of the communist things, and they're showing great video. I thought, hey, you know what? we should listen to this so we could get video of what really, what Antifa did. Because, you know, you get a little bit here, a little bit there, like Antifa had their MAGA hats on backwards. There's all kind of stories and all kind of, they knew just, they've already put in, this morning, they opened up to put in bill to for Pence to declare the president, the 25th Amendment of the president for impeachment. For Pence? Figuring that out yet. But that's all they did, except the sergeant at arms quit. So anyway, you know, it depends on what you hear when, you know, like people are debating over whether or not they call, he called that, whatever you call it, the to bring in the police and all with arms and start arresting people for treason. And Stephen DeNoon did say that, something like 2 in the morning or something. He did put that out, that he has called that Insurrection Act, President Trump.
Yeah. I would say, you know, people are sort of target fixated on Trump and Biden in particular, and, you know, other figures, but mainly them, and those are, you know, representative of the others. And the danger is, again, the old Swahili proverb that when elephants struggle, the grass suffers. And so the point, again, gets back to this military, you know, basically what is shaping up to be sort of a military incursion and, you know, Hayek's road to serfdom, that whole idea, you know, why the worst get on top, chapter 10, the man or the party who is strong enough and resolute enough to get things done, who exercises the greatest appeal. And Hayek wrote, strong in this sense means not merely a numerical majority. It is the ineffectiveness of parliamentary majorities with which people are dissatisfied. What they will seek is somebody with such solid support as to inspire confidence that he can carry out whatever he wants. And Hayek wrote, it is here that the new type of party organized on military lines comes in. And so people don't realize, I see it all over the place. People, you know, whether they're calling for the removal of Trump or they're calling for the withstanding of Biden, it's this rampant militarism that is basically knocking on the door right now. And that's what's dangerous. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank, fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back.
Something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of
bottom of the second hour already of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Monday, January 11, 2021. Dire times. You know what? One of the problems is, this conditioning leads us to believe that someone is going to save us. It is incumbent upon us all, like Andrew Jackson said, eternal vigilance on the part of every American is a sine qua non, if you will. And so have we done that. You have anything else you want to add, Pat?
I've made up an acronym myself for this channel. It's a Taiwanese. Uh-huh. And it's I call it Nancy's Too Dumb. NTD. Uh-huh. Really. And TV, and they have Twitter 40-something videos, but they have 10 of them on the CCP, the Chinese mm-hmm. Communist Party, and it's old film, it's a new film, and it's really good, because we don't want communism, and that's why people like Trump, he always says, we are not going to be a socialist nation. And people believe him. That's what they want. They don't want. I mean, a lot of people were there who and they call it in that they came from a socialist country and they want to help protect America from becoming one. Chinese, all kind of people. See, so mm-hmm. that's what the goal is. And I bet you most people wouldn't even know what Fabian socialism is, Chris. You know?
Well, I would go a step further and say I doubt most Americans understand our form of government and are familiar with the First Ten Amendments and the reasons for and against them that were discussed in the Federalist Papers, which among them is the most important.
Because the communists have been working on us since probably 1945, taking over the schools and everything. And
interesting conversation over the weekend with a family member. I said, we have abrogated our responsibility. This family member said, that's an interesting word. I don't think I've heard that before. And abrogate, and I said, you know, maybe Webster's 1828 is the best place to go. Since he was sort of the founder of the American lexicon, speaking of life and service to one's fellow man, that's amazing. But
we have lots of dictionaries.
Yeah, so
right
Noah
now,
Webster defined
abrogate.
Right now
you
abrogate.
Need a new dictionary for all the new terms they're using out there.
No, that's part of the problem, and that's what I said in this conversation. The linguists know how important language is. The devil knows how important language is. And if you can redefine language, and I've talked about, for example, what Toynbee wrote about that very articulately and the problems that ensue, what we need to do is get everyone, you know, we all just need to fall in love with, you know, fall in love with America and the ideals that gave us the individual liberty and personal freedom, but also the commensurate responsibility that accompany the liberty and freedom that we once celebrated here. And if we could do that, maybe we'd all get a copy of Noah Webster's dictionary and start reading those, what was it, something like 27,000 words, I think, is what he put together.
I don't think I have one. It'd have to be in storage, but I think I've seen it. But anyway, I'm forgetful. I'm 78, okay. But mainly, I just wanted to say that we need to go... Oh, well, maybe I should stop talking and let somebody else on because it's so cold here. North Texas is covered in snow, and we're not used to it. Well, I don't like cold weather. at least it didn't stick here in the city, thank you, Lord. But I'm telling people in the outlying areas, don't walk on the sidewalk. Your feet will melt it, and then it'll freeze back, and you'll slip down and walk on the crunch part. Oh, well, I mainly wanted to say that Newsmax, I was watching Newsmax when cell phone just switched over to one of the communist channels, you know, which one they are. I don't mind saying communist. Always been communist, nothing but communist network, CNN, whatever, all those, that's what I've heard them call the communist channels. And I don't think we're cursing them. It's just been that way a long, long, long time. I mean, you know, people say, well, I hate it that I'm being fooled on everything. Well, you weren't alert back then. I remember the news ending or whatever his name was, and that's the way it was. And I just say, no, that's what you say it was.
Right.
How many years ago? Yeah. So nothing's new, and we lived through all this before. But everybody said, if we don't get if Biden raises his hand, we're done for good. But I just tell people to switch to God TV on your cell phone. I don't know about your computer. I'm thinking of getting that out. But anyway, when you do, you'll get more Christian things coming up. And
I think we ought to just put it all down, turn the screens off, and pick up a copy of the good old BIBLE. I think that's one of Fred's best points. So.
Oh, Bible. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Except that be wise as serpent and harmless as a dove. Well,
gentle.
You don't know.
Yep. We got other calls. We got to move on, Pat. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You bet. All right. Before we do that, we're going to do Michael Crichton on environmentalism is a religion. And this was after, and he was asked, you know, about his Commonwealth talk back in 2003, the remarks that he made that are more extensive. And so you can look that up on your own. But here's Michael Crichton. Go ahead, please.
I'm Daniela Benchstock. I'm also a freshman here. You stated in your remarks to the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco that one of the most powerful religions in the Western world is environmentalism. Can you explain why you refer to environmentalism as a religion?
Because I have training in anthropology, the idea that anthropologists have about what constitutes a religion or what functions a religion serves are a little bit different from how you think about it if you categorize religions as, you know, Christian, Muslim, Hindu, something like that. So from the standpoint of an anthropological view, a religion is a collective set of beliefs. There is a leader or leaders who promote the beliefs among the followers. Followers make some kind of contribution or change in their lifestyle based on the religious belief. The religious belief gives them a total view of the world in terms of how the world is structured, what's right, what's wrong, what's good action, what's bad action. That all fits perfectly onto environmentalism. The other thing that environmentalism does, which I said to this group, is that it rather precisely maps a lot of Judeo-Christian beliefs about the origin of the world and so on. So that in environmental thinking, there is a view that there used to be a sort of Eden, and then people came and ruined that Eden, and that we are therefore sort of original sinners because we're destroying this planet. And what we can do, however, is get salvation through sustainability. And if you're a good person, you will seek salvation. And if you're a bad person, you'll drive SUVs. That is a kind of a religious belief. That was my argument.
Out of fear, you were very negative towards environmentalism. What caused you to be so prejudiced towards this religion?
I don't think it should be a religion. You know, and I don't know. It's interesting that you said it was prejudice. That it's a disagreement. I'm not sure it's a... I would argue it's not a prejudice, that it's a different way of seeing things. The core of my argument is that if you're going to be responsive to the environment is always changing, and our understanding of the environment is always changing. And if we are to do better with the environment that we do now, and I would tell you that at this moment, we have raw sewage seeping out of the Yellowstone National Park. So we're not doing a great job. I mean, I mention the parks because the parks are unlike land use where there's conflicts about should we build a house or should we build... The parks are set aside. The parks are there for us to preserve them. And it turns out we don't know how to preserve them. And we won't admit that we don't know how to preserve them. It's been a disaster what we've done. And so when I look at how we treat the environment, I think we have to be flexible. I think we have to try things and see how they turn out. We have to be ready to change course. We have to be able to adapt. We have to say we're wrong and let's do it right. We have to do research. This is all stuff that fundamentalist religions can't do. And if environmentalism is a kind of fundamentalist religion, then that's not a good way to manage the environment. We need a scientific approach. We need a non-religious approach. We need a way to look at this and do better than we've done. A lot better. It's essential. It's essential for you guys and, you know, for your children.
Mr. Crichton. Hi.
So the problem with the scientific approach is that what we have today that predominates the landscape is pseudoscience. That's a Carrie Mullis TED talk. Maybe I should have stuck those two together. Probably. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. Crichton and Carrie Mullis. People could get familiar with Carrie Mullis these days. You know, I was hoping that what is happening would be kind of like a Streisand effect. You know, the PCR tests would blow up in the faces of the Anthony Fauci's of the world because people would go listen to what Carrie Mullis said about Anthony Fauci, for example, and what the PCR test is designed to do, what it does, what it can't do, etc. I don't know. Maybe we'll come back to that stuff. Back to the phones for now, though. John in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you, Chris. Just real quick on Crichton. Environmentalism is a religion, but we got to have scientism, and it's not a religion. So anyway, that's not why I called. What prompted my call, Chris, and I hope I can say it in a way that's understandable. You know, we've got, I feel like I'm in the middle of an extreme dialectic right now. On one side, you've got Biden. The other side, you've got Trump. And then the Bible comes to mind where we've got James chapter 5.
And the synthesis is military rule.
Right. Well, it's worse than that, Chris, because if you believe the Bible, James chapter 5 pronounces a woe on the rich man, that their silver and gold is going to be a witness against them. And we're hearing in all of this that funds, trillions of dollars in funds have been frozen assets, and that's sour, and they're going to pay everyone out of debt, and everyone's excited. Then on the other side, we've got the Bible. I believe it's Psalms 35. I could be wrong. It says the wealth of the wicked is laid in store for the righteous. So it all ties together. And if this is going to happen, if the Bible is correct, then it would have to happen relatively soon, prior to Christ's return, whether you believe in the rapture of the church or not. It would have to happen sooner than later. So what I think we're looking at, Chris, and this is just purely my thought, is that the devil is such a deceiver, there's no truth in him, that Trump is coming on the scene as a savior of the country. He's loved in Australia. He's loved around the world. If he can break the Federal Reserve Bank and he can break the central banks of the world, man, he would be, this guy must be God. He's in a perfect position to be accepted as the Antichrist. So he brings in this dominionism, you know, what Ted Cruz called when they asked him. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. No, go ahead.
Well, it's all about the church. He has surrounded himself with people like Paula White and John Snyder, or the Jewish Jesus, Messianic Jewish rabbi, and others that are involved in dominionism. So he sets up this church state. He's loved by the world. If he gets this, if we get our government back or our nation back, or he becomes president by maybe April, that's 6 months after the inauguration, he's got 3.5 months left in his term of office. He can't run again, or can he? If he's done such a great job, would they not change and let him have a third term? I mean, this is just things that I'm putting together. Could I be wrong? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But that for some reason, this has come to my mind today. I think we're all being played. This may just be part of the plan.
Absolutely. There's no question. And as far as getting rid of the Federal Reserve is concerned, that is the plan. You know, that's what... Again, if folks go watch the Swift-Cebos conferences, you'll see that. And Catherine Austin Fitz's latest remarks, for that matter. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, on using me until you use me up, until you use me up, my brother.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. I'm trying to get to something specific. It's elusive. I apologize. This nature of man that's been weaponized against us, Michael Crichton talked about it. I'll get back into this tomorrow. But, you know, you listen to, like, what Trump said and all these other remarks. Biden has said some of the same things. Sky News Australia just interviewed Arnold Schwarzenegger. And it's ironic because in all of these things these guys are saying, I keep hearing Schwarzenegger from his 2004 RNC speech. Remember when he said, he is a man of perseverance. He is a man of inner strength. He is a leader who doesn't flinch, who doesn't waver, who doesn't back down. Remember when he said that? I do. It's emblazoned into my memory. And the things that Trump has said recently, especially, and even Biden and others remind me of Schwarzenegger and his 2004 RNC speech. And Sky News Australia interviewed him. Watch the Arnold Schwarzenegger is simply a political imposter segment that they played. They didn't interview him. What I meant to say was they did a little segment on him. It was interesting. So more on that tomorrow. John, final thoughts.
Well, you know, I hope what I'm saying makes sense. I'm sure there's a lot of people that listen to RBN that are going to not like what I have to say. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm suggesting that Trump could be part of the conspiracy. There's a lot of Trump supporters on here. So, that's exactly what I'm proposing. And I think that it's so ingenious when you think about it. Problem, reaction, solution. And when it comes down to it, there is no truth outside of Jesus Christ. It's the exclusivity of Christ. He is the truth. Any other truth that you come, and I'll end with this, any other truth that you come up with or that you attain that is not based on Christ is mixed with lie. It is a little leaven in the truth, and a little leaven leavens a whole loaf. So you're not getting the truth from God. You're not even getting the truth from me. I'm attempting to be as truthful as I can, but I'm failed. So you don't. This is where the secret decoder ring and the Holy Spirit come in. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're told to work it out with fear and trembling. Don't believe anything I say or anything Chris says. Go to God. Because ultimately, I'm responsible for my eternity and you're responsible for yours. I'm trying hard to stay right in line. But I'm not jumping on a train and saying, okay, we got this. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll leave it at that. I hope I made myself understandable to folks. Thank you, Chris.
Absolutely.
Pat, thanks, I hope John. You're warm, Pat. I hope you got your stove fixed, Pat. I really do. Yeah. If I had the money, I'd make it right for you, but I don't. I hope she's warm, Chris.
Yep. We're all good.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. Much appreciated. That'll do it for today's broadcast, folks.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.